here now for the very first play-by-play session. I'm Fran Duffy, joined by Draft Insider Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net. And Tony, we're watching the defense of the South squad going up against the offense, and it's a blitz pickup period here. And we see the one-on-ones. We start with Dan Vitale, the fullback of Northwestern, doing a nice job here on Kentrell Brothers from Mizzou.
It's about the third time he's done that. He basically stays square. He's stoned the defenders. He's stopped them dead in their tracks. Good job by Vitale so far.
And right there we have DeAndre Washington, the running back from Texas Tech, against Jordan Jenkins from Georgia. Tell us about DeAndre Washington here as we focus on him walking away from the play.
Yeah, you saw there. He's overmatched. He's more of a scat back, a third down back, a good pass receiver out of the backfield, create yardage. But if you ask him to run on the inside or block, problems may occur.
It feels like, Tony, that this draft is full of some of these third down type specialist backs. Are there any other players that kind of fit that bill that come to mind for you?
That are here, there's a couple of them. I like Aaron Green of TCU, who I believe that's what we just saw there. I think he's a guy who's going to be a legitimate third down back, good receiver of the backfield. You know, you have maybe one or two, maybe three feature runners, but everyone else are situational players. You saw Kenyon Drake there just get beat badly by his college teammate, Reggie Ragland, highly rated Reggie Ragland.
Reggie Ragland looking pretty big here, obviously. Came in nearly 260 pounds in the weigh-ins. Certainly one of the more decorated senior prospects at the linebacker position. As we get back to the action here, we've got the linebacker, Josh Forrest. We're going to see him shortly. Tell us more about Josh Forrest, Tony. The linebacker from Kentucky, we see him there at the top left of the screen. Number 45 from Kentucky in the blue helmet.
Forceful run defender, really good in the box. Looked good this morning in weigh-ins. The thing that we want to watch for Forrest as the week goes on is, can he make plays in reverse? Can he make plays in coverage? Can he get outside the flanks? That was a problem for him.
What are things, when you're watching this drill, Tony, as we get back to the action, what are some of the things that you're looking for from both sides of the football with players participating in this drill?
You know, balance. You don't want to see a guy who's all over the place, because the guy who plays on balance, plays with leverage, is going to win. You want to see the competitiveness. You know, does the guy stay with the play? You want to see moves like you saw right there from the Georgia linebacker, Jake Gannis. That's the second time. Gannis is not the biggest guy. He's not the most athletic guy, but he uses his hands well to get off blocks. So you want to see technique as well.
Gannis is a guy I don't know much about. I know I believe he was a transfer to Georgia. What can you tell us about Gannis?
Yeah, it was not even on the preseason scouting sheet. So he's a guy who caught fire as a senior, made a lot of plays. They had a lot of talent in that Georgia linebacking core, and he's a guy who benefited from it.
As we get back to the action here, it looks like we're going to have the Florida tight end, Jake McGee, a former quarterback at the high school level, going up against Reggie Ragland. And tell us here about Ragland, Tony, a guy that a lot of people are really, really high on. Where do you see his stock at this point?
Kind of, I don't want to say he disappointed scouts, but he came in at 6 foot one, under 6 foot one, 1.5 inches this morning. There were a few sides, but he's a playmaker. He's a guy, he's instinctive, he's forceful, was 259 pounds. He plays to that size. He's very strong. You see another play there by Jordan Jenkins, but I think Reggie Ragland right now is a mid first round pick.
In your opinion, do you see him as a potential three down linebacker at the next level?
I think so. The only problem with Ragland is at under 6 foot 1.5 inches, how is he going to match up against those bigger tight ends?
Sure. And as we get back to the action here, it looks like we're going to have a couple more reps here in this drill. A good rep there from the running back TCU's Aaron Green. He got beat initially, but didn't give up on the play. What can you tell us about Green? He was one of the late additions over the last couple of weeks.
Like we said, third down back, a guy who is going to be able to create yardage, good pass catcher out of the backfield. You know, you've got to put him in motion. If you ask him to run on the inside, you ask him to block, there's going to be problems. But he's a guy you may keep on as your fourth back at the next level and use him on third down passing situations.
Sure. So we're going to get back to the action here for one more play as we watch this action continue here at South Practice, at the Senior Bowl. It's day one, Tuesday. A lot of action still to come. We've got Kenyon Drake, the running back, going up against Deion Jones from LSU. And Jones just overpowers him. Tell us about Deion Jones.
Deion Jones, who I think was in the 220-pound range this morning at weigh-ins. I mean, here is a guy who, coming into the season, was basically graded as a street free agent. Wasn't even expected to be drafted. Led that LSU defense. He's good in all areas of the game. The only thing is he's got size limitations, which may limit him to certain schemes at the next level. But you saw him up the field, this force up the field on the blitz. He's good in coverage. Made a lot of tackles against the run as well as a senior.